I bounded over the gray, dusty terrain toward the huge dome of Conrad Bubble. Its airlock, ringed with red lights, stood distressingly far away. It's hard to run with 100 kilograms of gear on, even in lunar gravity. But you'd be amazed how fast you can hustle when your life is on the line. Bob ran beside me. His voice came over the radio. Let me connect my tanks to your suit. That'll just get you killed, too. The leak's huge, he huffed. I can see the gas escaping your tanks. Thanks for the pep talk. I'm the EVA master here, Bob said. Stop right now and let me cross-connect. Negative, I kept running. There was a pop right before the leak alarm. Metal fatigue. Got to be the valve assembly. If you cross-connect, you'll puncture your line in a jagged edge. I'm willing to take that risk. I'm not willing to let you, I said. Trust me on this, Bob. I know metal. I switched to long, even hops. It felt like slow motion, but it was the best way to move with all that weight. My helmet's heads-up display said the airlock was 52 meters away. I glanced at my arm readouts. My oxygen reserve plummeted while I watched. So I stopped watching. The long strides paid off. I was really hauling ass now. I even left Bob behind, and he's the most skilled EVA master on the moon. That's the trick. Add more forward momentum every time you touch the ground. But that also means each hop is a tricky affair. If you screw up, you'll faceplant and slide along the ground. EVA suits are tough, but it's best not to grind them against regolith. You're going too fast. If you trip, you could crack your faceplate. Better than sucking vacuum, I said. I've got maybe 10 seconds. I'm way behind you, he said. Don't wait for me. I only realized how fast I was going when the triangular plates of Conrad filled my view. They were growing very quickly. Shit! No time to slow down. I made one final leap and added a forward roll. I timed it just right, more out of luck than skill, and hit the wall with my feet. Okay, Bob was right. I had been going way too fast. I hit the ground, scrambled to my feet, and clawed at the hatch crank. My ears popped. Alarms blared in my helmet. The tank was on its last legs. It couldn't counteract the leak anymore. I pushed the hatch open and fell inside. I gasped for breath and my vision blurred. I kicked the hatch closed, reached up to the emergency tank, and yanked out the pin. The top of the tank flew off and air flooded into the compartment. It came out so fast, half of it liquefied into fog particles from the cooling that comes with rapid expansion. I fell to the ground, barely conscious. I panted in my suit and suppressed the urge to puke. That was way the hell more exertion than I'm built for. An oxygen deprivation headache took root. It'd be with me for a few hours, at least. I'd managed to get altitude sickness on the moon. The hiss died to a trickle, then finished.